Well, here's an interesting case from 1837, which is not well known, but is very applicable today. And that's the case of Charles River Bridge versus Warren Bridge. And the concept of creative destruction was determined in this. And we heard about creative destruction in West Wing recently. I can't remember what the story was with that, but it's an idea of to destroy something old to make way for something new that's better. In the Charles River Bridge case versus Warren Bridge, the state of Massachusetts has granted a charter to a bridge company to build a bridge between across the Charles River between two parts of Boston that significantly enhanced commerce for both parts. So it was a great thing. And they gave the bridge a grant of 40 years in which they would have a monopoly over bridge traffic. They could collect tolls for 40 years and no other bridge would be built. But the bridge got old. And there was a need for a new bridge. And so better technology. The Charles River Bridge was only one way. It was not a strong bridge. And so a new bridge was needed. The state of Massachusetts then gave a charter to the Warren Bridge Company to create a new bridge parallel within a few hundred feet of the Charles River Bridge. And they could collect tolls until the bridge was paid off. And the merchants just loved this. They thought it was a great idea. But, of course, that meant that one thing I forgot was after the bridge to Charles River, Warren Bridge was paid off, it would have to be free. So here is the Charles Bridge faced with a better bridge being built next to it that soon will be free, losing their business. So they sued, saying that the charter granted by the state of Massachusetts was a contract that couldn't be violated. And of course, Dartmouth College case came into being here, and that is that the contract clause of the Constitution states that states cannot change contracts. And in this case, it was decided ultimately that that there must individual rights, that is, the grant of a monopoly for a bridge in this case, cannot stand in the way of innovation, thus creative destruction. That is, that a new technology must be made way in spite of the granting of a monopoly by the state. Sound familiar? Well, I think the internet is likewise about the same thing. While there's not been a grant of monopoly given to internet, there has been a grant of monopoly given to phone companies. Phone companies, we only have one phone company, we don't have competing phone companies. But now the internet has made possible competition of phone companies through voice over protocols. So you can now make phone calls without using the landline wired phones. Of course, Quest or the phone company would want to sue and say, hey, internet phone companies, you can't do this. We've got the monopoly granted by the state. But they can't because of this case, Charles River Bridge versus Warren Bridge case, because of creative destruction. That is, that what's being created is a new form of telephonic communication through the internet that should not, and the monopoly granted to the phone company with wires running across the ground, or above the ground, or in the ground, because of that monopoly, can't stand in the way of innovation.